Remembering the Ones We Lost is an initiative to remember, honor, and memorialize the victims of conflict in South Sudanese conflicts and violence since 1955. We feel that it's very important to remember and honor and acknowledge everything that has happened all these years, because the pain is something that we still carry every day. And we also would like to provide a space for healing, because at the end of the day, that's really what we need to do, is to come back to ourselves and to become humans, brothers and sisters again.
And this initiative as well carries a section of trauma healing. Tell us more about it. Why is trauma healing such a big issue?
With loss of life and pain comes trauma. So for us, this kind of goes hand in hand. When we were starting the documentation processes and meeting with the survivors, that's what we could see. Trauma, fear, anxiety, depression. And we also felt that as we memorialize those we have lost, we also need to remember those who are left behind.
And this is, you said, remembering the ones we have lost from 1955, am I right? This is a very long time. How are you doing it? I mean, what is the criteria? How does it work?
Well, we are doing, so from the conflict from the past, we're doing a lot of research, book research, and also just talking to people, because none of this has ever been documented comprehensively. So we have probably lists, for example, from Wau in 1965, the massacre in Wau. We have a list of 75. So we're able to get the names, the gender, the date of the incident, and, you know, so we're trying to get when, where, who, and the age, just to be able to understand. And also realize that people were, you know, people of different ages have also suffered in this war. It's not just able-bodied men who are out at war.
And over the weekend, you had a workshop here in Juba. Can you just tell us briefly about this workshop and how many people you trained?
So we had a peace-building workshop on self-care. And self-care is important because we need to take care of ourselves. And so this was... It was led by the Center for Mind-Body Medicine. The director, Dr. James Gordon, came to Juba, and he's my teacher in this work. And he gave an overview of the biology of trauma and stress, which I think a lot of people in South Sudan can resonate with. So that is basically what happens in your body when you start to feel stressed. You start to feel confused in your head, your heart beats really fast, you have anxiety, your gut does not work properly, you have stomach issues, and then prolonged stress raises blood pressure, you start to get heart issues, you start to get high blood pressure, diabetes, ulcers, and sometimes even cancers. So all of these are a result of overstress and being in a stressful situation. We trained 70 people from different backgrounds, some from women's organization and civil society. We also targeted people from the mental health department at Juba Teaching Hospital, which was well attended, and we're grateful for that. And also we had doctors from the military hospital. We had people from the military, we had people from different institutions from the government, as well as some opposition groups. I came to this work because I was personally traumatized myself. and it was basically recognizing the things that were normal in my life were no longer normal, including joy, just to be truly happy or truly joyful about a specific incident or... So the other thing is always living in the past or worrying about the future. So this is where we all are. So we never live in the present. And this is a big indication of the trauma that we're all feeling. What we've found, because this is my second workshop here in Juba on trauma healing, is that people are really willing to recognize that they're not right in their bodies. And we can tell by the increase in chronic illnesses, Because our bodies are not meant to be under traumatic experiences for long periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
We're only supposed to be traumatized for short periods of time. We're supposed to feel... So we're supposed to be in this thing called fight or flight for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
When that happens, your eyes constrict because you need to see the threat. Your brain gets confused because there's a lot of emotions going on. The blood goes all to the center of your body and into your muscles because you're ready to run or fight to save your life.
You said you joined this work because personally you are traumatized as well. Would you like to share your personal story?
Well, I was a human rights officer here at UNIMIS, mm-hmm. and since 2005, and so I saw a lot of suffering. I saw a lot of things that people were going through. At the time, I didn't actually feel that I was being traumatized, but it was something that stays with me. I'm a human being just like everybody else. So
mm-hmm.
when you see the suffering of other people, even if you feel like this is a job, I'm just going to do it and I'm going to go home, everything is fine, it stays with you, especially if you don't know how to get rid of that trauma. And so I started to get accumulated trauma that kept on going, and I worked in this field for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the conflict started, I was also here in Juba with my husband and my daughter, and she was 1 year old. And usually I'm used to going to where the problems are mm-hmm. to document, but this time I had to run. I had to go the other way, which was very difficult for me because I left people behind. I left my parents behind, my siblings, my friends, my colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
And also, so I developed this big fear of what was going to happen. Fear of, am I going to see them again? And I remember just crying the whole time on the plane there. So that was sort of the beginning, because of the number of people that were being killed, and also my passion for documentation and also memorialization.
Mm-hmm.
I started to document names of victims, and this is painful. For instance, I have a list in my head of victims in Malakal, and it was a family, the father and 4 kids. One was 2, one was 4, one was 6, and one was 9. Same name, same last name. And that sticks in my head because of the horror, you know, of losing mm-hmm. just scores and scores of people. And then in 2015, I lost my cousin, who I grew up with in the UK. He was Dr. Chol Dao Ding. No, Dr. Ding Chol Dao. And he was, I mean, it was a big shock because we grew up thinking about coming back to South Sudan to help. That's why we studied the things that we studied.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I saw him, he was in the UK getting a lot of medicine to bring back home. And that's what he was thinking about. Just what am I going to do and how am I going to help some more?
Mm-hmm.
And so when he died, It was sad because it felt like nothing was sacred. You have children who are dying in conflict. You have old people who are dying in conflict. You have
mm-hmm.
women who are dying in conflict. You have the future. So it's like an assault on the future as well as a past. And I felt quite hopeless. And so entering into this darkness, I started to actually withdraw from everything. I was only thinking about the trauma in my head. So it was a story that kept replaying and replaying and replaying. So that was really, really, really difficult for me. And then also my body started to shut down. So when I sought help, actually it was a friend of mine who introduced me to the Center for Mind Body. I went there and I did a 5-day training in which I learned what was happening to me and completely resonated with it. And then at the same time, they gave tools for which you can use that does not include medicine
mm-hmm.
to be able to recover. And so we do breathing, where we breathe deeply
mm-hmm.
to the belly, because this releases oxygen to the right parts of the body and initiates the body to help it to become more balanced and more relaxed. And also it quietens the part of the brain that makes you feel fear and anger. And then also we do a lot of expressive writing and drawing, which helps you in self-awareness, and then also to know how creatively you can break things down and find a solution for yourself.
Now, for those who are listening to us and might be going through this stress and trauma, what will be your advice to them?
My advice to them would be that, one, what you're feeling is completely normal. Whether it's anger, whether it's frustration, sadness, anxiety, all of it is completely normal within the environment that we're living in. The second thing is that you need not stay in that state, that things can change and we can recover from this. So we are divine beings, all of us, right? And the breath is what we always focus on, because when you breathe, you help a lot of things in your body. It's just that we're not breathing enough. We're breathing too shallow. And it's, if you see a baby breathing, they breathe through on their whole belly. That's how we need to learn how to breathe again, is to be able to calm down. And the breath also means spirit, right? So this is where we are all equipped in our bodies and in our minds with the ability to bring ourselves back. And so I would recommend, if you're feeling agitated, there are two things that I would recommend. One is to stand up, loosen your body, and try and shake. Mm-hmm. For 5 minutes, 10 minutes, as long as you can. And always keep breathing deeply. The second thing for relaxation is to breathe, sitting in a comfortable position, breathing through your nose and out through your mouth, slowly, always relaxing your belly. And when you relax your belly, because that's where the seat of tension is, and you can feel it, you'll feel the relaxation quite immediately.
Okay, just finally, before you go, can you give us an exercise of breathing? Like, let's breathe here with you in the studio.
Okay. So first of all, Sebit, sit back comfortably.
Okay.
With your feet on the ground. Hands on your laps.
Okay.
Close your eyes when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth.
Okay.
Relaxing your belly. Just allow me to guide you.
Okay.
Take a deep breath in and out through your mouth. Deep breath in and out through the mouth. Relax your stomach muscles